It may be a good thing that Arnold Schwarzenegger has a tough guy image. Any leading political candidate faces minute and sometimes brutal scrutiny of his past. Already, Slate political gossip columnist Timothy Noah suggests the movie star should deal with his native Austria's Nazi legacy. Tim Noah spoke earlier with Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
Tim Noah, what, or should I say, who, is Arnold Schwarzenegger's Nazi problem?
Arnold Schwarzenegger's Nazi problem is Kurt Waldheim, who is the former president of Austria and before that was the Secretary General of the United Nations. Waldheim, while he was running for president of Austria in 1986 and was a very well-respected former Secretary General of the United Nations, while he was running, it was revealed by the World Jewish Congress that he had a very extensive, previously unacknowledged history as a member of the Wehrmacht, the German army, during World War II. Waldheim had always said that he was briefly in the Wehrmacht and then he was wounded and returned to Vienna, but that turned out not to be the whole story. He returned to the Wehrmacht, it turned out, and he rose to become a fairly senior intelligence officer with a unit of the German army that was involved in several very brutal massacres, including one especially well-known one in Bosnia.
So Waldheim obviously has a horrible past, but why does Schwarzenegger bear some of that taint?
Well, Schwarzenegger had endorsed Waldheim when Waldheim was running for president. Then in March of 86, this news comes out. A month later, Schwarzenegger gets married at the Kennedy compound to Maria Shriver. And he had invited Waldheim to the wedding, who couldn't make it. But Waldheim sent a present, a sculpture, actually, of Arnold and Maria in traditional Austrian garb. And he was so moved when he received it that he praised Waldheim. He said that he knew that his friends didn't want him to mention Waldheim because of the quote-unquote Nazi thing. But he said, I love him. And Schwarzenegger continued to support Waldheim through Waldheim's campaign. So even if he maintained at first in April 86 that he hadn't completely understood the extent to which Waldheim's past had been revealed, certainly by 1998, he did, and yet he never renounced Waldheim.
You know, there's this phrase that I've come across, reductio ad Hitlerum, which refers to reductio ad absurdum, and it means that every argument eventually winds up with a comparison to Hitler or Nazism, and so strong is the taint of Nazism that logic just gets thrown out the window. Do you think Schwarzenegger's opponents are going to seize on this technique?
Well, I think this is quite different from the situation you're describing because we're talking about an actual Nazi, not somebody who is quote-unquote like a Nazi, but someone who in fact was a Nazi who committed horrific crimes during World War II and who Schwarzenegger counts among his friends. I think if it's posed that way, there'll be quite a difference.
Is your main point that Schwarzenegger should repudiate Waldheim because it's the moral thing to do? Are you emphasizing that it's for him the politically necessary thing for him to do?
I think this is a happy instance where the moral thing to do and the politically necessary thing to do are one and the same.
You think it'll come up even if Schwarzenegger has all these Jewish supporters, if prominent California rabbis are speaking up for Schwarzenegger, all that's not enough to make the issue go away by itself?
I think it's not enough to make it go away. He has given a lot of money to Jewish causes over the years, and still, I think there is probably great concern out there in the Jewish community about this alliance that Schwarzenegger used to have with Waldheim, and I think he has to answer for it.
Tim Noah, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mike.
Tim Noah writes the Chatterbox column in Slate.
And that interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.